Cade Cunningham with a career night. Unfortunately, they lost, but he had 34 points in 40 minutes. No free throws. He's obviously turning into, quietly, what we thought he was going to be, and his work ethic seems unbelievable, and he says all the right things, looks like he does all the right things. But despite the fact that our teams are not very good, the Lions coming off a year where they won three games, the Tigers, fourth place in the division, the Pistons are bad, the Red Wings are below average.
Right.
Okay, so we have no playoff teams in this city right now.
No.
But we have some really good young players.
Rebuild city.
Yes, exactly. I heard that somewhere before. Yeah. Cade Cunningham. You got Amaron St. Brown, right? You got Penei Sewell, Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal, to a lesser extent, Green and Torkelson. We haven't seen them at the major league level yet.
No, but when you hear Leland talk about the fact that they're the real deal.
Right.
That is what gets me excited about those two guys.
Yep, Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond, and to a lesser extent, Nedeljkovic. Which of the young players excites you as a fan the most? 248-539-9797. We have some texts. Tork and Riley. It's been forever since the Tigers have had top position player prospects that we might get to watch every day.
And so those of you that don't know or didn't see it over the weekend or a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, they came in. They're two of the top five prospects in baseball.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Tigers have, what, three or was it four of the top 100?
Yep. Sewell might end up being the most dominant of them all, but since he's a lineman, won't garner many excitement votes. Give me Cade Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Yeah.
Could Torkelson be our version of a masher like Stanton or Judge? Could Green be our version of Harper or Trout? I know it's a stretch, but just imagine that's Chris in Houston, not Chris Houston.
Well, if they're close to it.
Yeah.
Take that.
Oh, absolutely. Cade Cunningham is by far the best rookie in Detroit. I'm excited to see what we have with Jackson Jobe. He's on that list, too. But he won't be with the team for another couple of years, I think. Sider, by far, the talent we see is not coachable. You can't wait for him to take the talent along with learning our system. His future is incredible. That's from Jeff. Sider and Raymond excite me the most. You guys forgot about Badu. Okay, that's fair.
Oh, he's the X factor. If he turns into like a borderline all-star caliber player, the Tiger, oh my goodness.
Yes.
I'm really curious to see what he does.
Leland actually mentioned him.
Yeah, he did, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Love Cade Cunningham. Sometimes less is more. He's a quiet assassin and will only get better. In the world of Instagram and Snapchat and LeBron talking out of his backside and listening to wives and girlfriends of NFL quarterbacks chirp all day, I appreciate the businesslike manner he brings to the court. Like I said, what I love about Cade Cunningham the most is the pace he plays with and sees as a rookie.
Yes.
He knows when to turn it on and when, to slow it down. It's great.
I think, too, the thing, people really are gun-shy to give Alavila any credit around here.
Mm-hmm.
Torkelson and Mize were pretty easy picks for him. And
sure.
That's always this thing. Oh, blind squirrel. I think the Riley Green pick was not automatic.
No, it wasn't.
And he could be the best in that draft.
100% it's Riley Green, and there's no debate. He's a generational talent.
Wow. Well,
it's pretty extreme when you haven't really seen him play.
At the major league level.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to do this other Riley Green topic I have, by the way, to maybe tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
I know somebody, just to tease, I know somebody that has like over 80 Riley Green cards, and they're thinking about selling them.
Mm.
It's a great debate.
Here we go. This person has them in order. Torkelson, Cunningham, Green, Sewell, Sider. And finally, on the ticket tests, I think this is pretty accurate right now, as Gov alluded to when I pointed this out. So basically, the opposite of what Rieger wants is what's good for the city.
Yes.
Austin Drake, who does all the stats for Bally Sports Detroit, compiled some amazing stats that some were on ESPN Stats and Info and other stuff, Pistons PR. Just listen to this for a second, okay? Cade Cunningham was the first player in NBA history with a line of 34 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, and 6 made 3-pointers. He joins Michael Jordan as the only rookie in NBA history with a 34-8-8-4 in a single game. He joins Jordan Iverson as the only rookie to lead a team in six main categories in a single game. Fifth game with 25-5-5 or more, only Luka and Trey Young with more as a rookie in the last 10 years. Sixth game with five made three-pointers, the NBA record through 38 career games. Mm-hmm. He's tied Isaiah Thomas for the most points, 34, by a Piston in a single game at age 20 or younger. He's the second youngest player in Piston history with a 30-point game. He's 9 days older than the great Andre Drummond. And he's tied Tobias Harris for the most points by a Piston in a single game without a free throw. Hell of a game. Unfortunately, they lost.
Yes. But and I think that's one thing that we got to remember, too, is he just turned 20 in September.
Yes.
He is... I asked you the question if you think he could be a consistent all-star. I certainly think and expect him within the next couple of years to be, you know, on the all-star team and mm-hmm. be there year in, year out, because he is going to continue to physically mature. He's going to continue to emotionally and mentally mature. And as a leader, I mean, he's already got a lot of those and displayed mm-hmm. some of yes. those, you know, skills. Those are going to continue to develop as well. I think there's a lot of excitement.
Yes.
Should be a lot of excitement.
Absolutely.
Around Cade Cunningham.
He's getting to be must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to have him on the show. You listening, Pistons? The requests have been made.
Yes.
They don't like morning radio. Hey, guys. Penei is the one I'm most excited about. The Lions' running game is so much better with him. We talk about flash. We talk about those kind of players. But I'm so excited about the Lions' offensive line because of Penei Sewell.
Mm-hmm.
Cade Cunningham is by far the most important rookie. Then I would say Raymond.
Okay. Okay.
I pick Sider over Raymond just because of the position he plays. Brian texting in. How old is DeAndre Swift, and how is he not in the conversation? Oh, he's not a rookie.
Well, yeah, we're talking about first-year guys.
Players, yes. St. Brown excites me the most. If he can give us Golden Tate-type production as a number two, I'll be very happy.
Agree.
Yeah.
Over a longer period of time, too.
Yes. Cade Cunningham is going to be a top five player in the next 3 years. Look how smooth he is now. Imagine the development of his game, especially with the roster next year.
You think? I don't know that he's going to ever be a top five guy. It could be. I'm not saying he can't.
Right.
I just don't see that. Now, if he is, that's obviously that's a freaking home run.
I know.
But I don't see that.
Yeah, absolutely. 97 won the ticket.